Hi, and welcome to this third episode in the Windows 10 Narrator podcast series. And in this demo today, I'm going to show you how to adjust your speech rate, volume, punctuation, and also a bit of a tip on verbosity, particularly to do with the items on your desktop and the way they can be numbered, to let you know what icon you're of a certain number of XX items. So first of all, let us do the speech rate. And the speech rate, remember your narrator keys are either your caps lock key or the insert key, so use either one if you want. To increase or decrease your speech rate, it's actually narrator plus minus to decrease, or narrator plus, and it's actually the same key that has equals and plus on it, but it's actually the equals key because you're not shifting it. But I will say plus or minus for this demo, keeping in mind that you don't need to shift the equals key to turn into a plus key. So if I simply press down my narrator key, I'm using caps lock myself, and hit minus.
Speed decrease to 50%.
Okay, and increase it.
Speed increase to 55%.
Okay, and I'm actually pressing narrator plus plus. Remember, I'm not shifting it, so it's really the equals key in reality.
Speed increase to 60%. Speed increase to 65%. Speed increase to 70%.
Okay, and going down.
Speed decrease to 65%. Speed decrease to 60%. Speed decrease to 55%.
Okay, so that's the speech rate. I might just cut down a little bit more, actually.
Speed decrease to 50%.
So that's the speech rate. Let's do the volume. And that's narrator key plus control plus minus or plus. Again, remembering I'm not actually shifting the equals key, so in reality it's equals. So here we go. Narrator, control, plus, plus.
Volume increase to 90%.
Okay, going down.
Volume decrease to 85%. Volume decrease to 80%. Volume decreased. Volume.
And off it goes into the distance like an old-fashioned record player.
Volume increase to 20%. Volume increase to 20%. Volume at maximum. Volume decrease to 95%. Volume decrease to 90%. Volume decrease to 85%. Volume decrease to 80%.
Very good. So there we go. And again, keep remembering about the fact that I'm not shifting the equals key. So in reality, it's caps lock, control, plus, equals. Okay, so let's do punctuation. And again, it's using the plus or minus, i.e. equals. And it's narrator key plus alt and then minus or plus. All right, so I'm going to do caps lock, alt. And what it's going to do, it's going to cycle around. So minus will go one way, plus will go the other, i.e. equals. Narrator plus alt plus minus.
All.
All.
Most.
Most.
Some.
Some punctuation.
Math.
Math.
Default.
Default.
All.
And to all. And then if I go the other direction, so narrator plus alt plus plus, i.e. equals. And it'll cycle around the other ways. Here we go.
Default.
Default.
Math.
Math.
Some.
Some.
Most.
Most.
All.
All.
Default.
And back to the default. Okay, so that's simply how to change punctuation. And your verbosity settings are controlled by the narrator key plus V for verbosity. So let me take it down to the basic one. I'll just show you what it can do. So I'm going to do narrator and V.
4, 5, 1. Reading and basic navigation.
So it's called reading and basic navigation in this current Windows Insider build. Okay, so I'm going to do Windows M to go to my desktop.
M. FS Reader 3.0 desktop list.
So at the moment, it just says the name of the icon on my desktop. Doesn't say, I don't know, 4 or 12 or something. So if I shift tab off it.
Show desktop button.
Narrator plus V.
2. 3. Control reading full.
And that's control reading full. And just a reminder again, narrator key is caps lock or insert. All right, so now I'll go back to the desktop. So Windows M to minimize.
FS Reader 3.0. 10 of 12.
Oh, I was desktop wrong, so it's 10 of 12. So if I go up my list with the up arrow.
Skype. 9 of 12. DocuScan Plus, 8 of 12.
And go over to the left.
Recycle Bin, 1 of 12.
And so on.
Selected.
Then
on.
I can tell what icons I'm currently on in a numbered list, which is quite handy. And of course, if you want to get rid of it, you can just cycle back round to 1. So I'm going to do narrator plus V.
4, 5, 1. Reading and basic navigation.
So I press right arrow.
DocuScan Plus.
doesn't tell me anything, so you've got less verbiage going on the screen. So it's quite nice because you can change it anytime you like on the fly, as you can with the rate command, which was narrator plus or minus, volume, which was narrator control plus or minus, and then punctuation, which was narrator plus alt plus minus or plus, and then of course the verbosity cycling around, which was narrator plus V. And something I didn't do on the demo, but if you wanted to go backwards, so pressing narrator V will take you forward, pressing narrator shift V will take you back through the list going the other direction. So if you did narrator V up to 4 and you want to go back to 3, you could just press narrator shift V to go back to number 3. Anyway, that will do me for this third episode of the Windows 10 narrator series. And as always, thank you for listening, and bye for now.